I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Every time we do a second date update, and I started off by saying, this is the craziest place I've ever heard of two people meeting. Mm-hmm. I always think that's going to be the last time that I say that.
Yeah.
And then I get emails like we got for today's second date update, and I have to say it again.
Uh-oh.
This is the craziest place anybody has ever met.
I really actually believe you on that one. You sound very adamant.
The girl that wants to call the guy for a second date update today, her name is Sarah, says that she met him at a crime scene.
What? Yeah. No way.
What's up, Sarah?
Hi.
Congratulations. Oh, no. You officially have the title of the weirdest place of meeting anybody for a date ever. How did that happen?
Okay, so this was about a week ago, and I was at a convenience store. I was just picking up some stuff from my apartment, and I'm in one of the aisles, and I turn around, and I see this guy at the counter with a gun facing it at the shop owner.
Please don't continue by saying that you thought he was really cute and you got his number.
That would be amazing.
Not exactly.
I think that'd be amazing, though.
Ooh, bad boy.
Dude, some women are into it, man. I can see it happening.
Anything can be attractive with a gun, but not exactly him.
Okay. That's frightening.
It was, because I've never been in a situation like that, so it kind of rattled my nerves, and I started to shake a little bit. And
I feel like even people who have been in a situation like that, it would still rattle their nerves to be in the middle of a convenience store robbery.
Don't worry, guys. I've done this 4 times. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, not again.
So I started to shake a little bit, and I didn't know what was going on, and it seemed forever, but the guy with the gun got spooked and ran out. So no harm, no foul. It was just the fact of seeing that happen scared me.
Okay,
no harm, no foul.
I'm still going with harm and foul on that one. I don't know about you.
Except for the nightmares that I have to suffer from almost.
Except for the post-traumatic stress, I'm
right.
fine.
Yeah, okay. So the place didn't get robbed, but
no,
a guy tried to rob it, and that's how you met the dude that you want to call. What's his name, by the way?
His name is Rusty.
Okay, and how did you guys actually meet?
How that happened was, of course, the shop owner called the police.
Yeah.
And Rusty happened to be in the store and witnessed it as well. The police came, they tried to take our statements, and we started, you know, telling them what we had seen happen. And once the police was gone, I was still shaking a little bit. And so Rusty looked at me, and for me, it's so sexy when a guy can make you laugh, even in a very difficult situation.
he told you a joke?
He told me a joke, and that was what broke the ice. And it was such, for the life of me, I can't remember it. It must be the dumbest joke in the world, but I started giggling like a little child.
All right. So
okay.
He was able to be funny in a very stressful time.
Exactly. And you know, it's nothing like a little laughter through tears. So I was like, okay, this is kind of cool. And he had these really nice blue eyes, and I thought, wow, you know, this guy's kind of cute. And I think he started feeling the vibe from me, and I started feeling a vibe from him. And he's like, you know what? There's a bar down the street. Want to go catch a drink? I was like, how about 5? Because
oh my God.
I could use them right now.
They say that, like, if you have a near-death experience with somebody, you're, like, instantly bonded with them, and it's actually, like, a great way to meet people. That's
really?
Why they encourage you to do, like, crazy stuff on dates, like skydive and stuff.
I didn't know that.
Wow, well, I guess that's what worked for me, because instantly there were sparks that flew.
All right. Okay. And so how was having drinks? Did you guys just go down the street and have beers?
Well, I had a little bit more than just a beer, but we did. We went to the bar, hung out, and next thing we know, we're back in his place.
Shut up. Oh, this guy's in a convenience store that gets robbed, and now he has a girl back at his place?
He has the best story ever.
Yeah.
It was crazy how it happened.
Yeah.
I've never done anything like that before. So let's just say one thing led to another, and there you go.
Okay.
So did you stay the night? Did you wake up in the morning? What was it like?
Yeah, I kind of stayed the night.
Yeah.
Get it, girl.
And how was the interaction with this dude the next day?
he asked me if I'd like to have a cup of coffee, and I said, no, I have to get to work. I just gave him my number. I said, you know, give me a call. I winked at him and gave him a kiss on cheek and I left.
Whoa, the wink. Aren't you a little sly fox?
He's like, I just witnessed a robbery yesterday, but that wink was the weirdest thing that happened. I wish you wouldn't have winked at me. So has he tried to contact you at all since that night?
No, and I don't know why. I haven't heard from him. I, you know, kind of wanted to play hard to get, so I haven't texted him or called him. But No, I haven't heard from him.
Did you expect more? Because it sounds almost like just this crazy story and a one-night adventure, I guess, for lack of a better word.
I kind of expected more. I mean, we really hit it off. And, you know, we had a good night. Why not?
Well, we'll play a song, come back, see if we can get him on the phone and get your second date update, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Yep, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.